Okay, so quick little episode while I'm just thinking about this, and that's kind of what I made this podcast for, so I could just do quick little thoughts here and there. So here I am. Quick thought about just grief and trauma. So first of all, just wanted to kind of say today, my, I guess you would say step grandpa. I don't know how to say that, but like my grandma's husband, because her husband, my grandpa, he passed away, over a decade ago, and she remarried to a wonderful man, amazing man, just such a great, great, great husband to her and amazing grandpa figure to all of us. Anyways, he passed away today, and he's been kind of struggling for a while and just kind of ready to go. I mean, he's been in his 90s and she's 99, and it's hard to I think there's not really a manual for finding your purpose in life after or in that time of life, because most people don't live that long. And so anyways, I just really highly commend him. And but I've been thinking about grief, and I read actually C.S. Lewis's book, A Grief Observed, when his wife passed away, and he talked about her, and he talked about his grief and his process of going through it, and it was really difficult for him. I mean, he's like this kind of seen as this person who believes in God and who's like a basically not necessarily an apologetic, but like a person who fights for belief in a way, in a philosophical way, which is less common, and he was really well known for that. And but he lost his faith because of this thing that happened. And there's something that he said in the book that really made me think about my process of grieving, and not just for Royce, but for people, well, for a part of myself that I feel like I don't feel like I've lost it yet. And that's obviously why I'm in grieving. But And I don't want to lose it. Anyways, this is Andy in real life here. But it's been this tricky piece of me that's so confusing and hard to like figure out, and heavy. And the point of all this is that grief is and can be this place where you go, and you can, or almost it's even better said, grief can be a lens that you put on something that you view life through. And it's hard because if you put that lens on, you can keep it on forever. And I've seen, maybe not a lot of, but I've seen some people who still have it on, and they don't move forward. They don't let themselves be happy. They don't let themselves move forward. They don't let themselves just experience a good day. The good things of life. Today I went out walking and I just saw people. I mean, it's summertime still. It's like the last week of summer for school kids, and most of them, at least here in Utah. But I saw people out just doing summer stuff, like going to breakfast, just yesterday too, we saw people walking along in this waterfall path, and just it's summer, and it's just like those are the types of things that make life worth it, is these beautiful moments that we have during the day. And I think what I've decided is I haven't figured out my stuff, and I haven't figured out my like what I'm doing with my religion and faith. I still believe, but I have a really hard time with it. It hurts. and it's confusing, and it's hard to figure it out and fit in socially sometimes, and lots of just weird stuff that's really hard, and it's sad, too, for me, because it's a part of me that was so huge, but that's hard to reconcile right now. Anyways, I haven't let that, all of that confusion let me, I haven't let that keep me from just living and going on a hike and making food that I like and going out to eat and planning a vacation and going on vacation and looking at my future and saying, I want to do this. I want to learn how to play the cello. Yesterday, I took a picture with Stacy and I borrowed somebody's cello so I could stick it on my vision board. And I just pretended like I was playing the cello with Stacy playing the piano. And it's kind of a dream I have is that we just, you know, that we play kind of duets together of cello, piano. It would just be beautiful. So anyways, don't keep yourself from living just because you don't know what the answer is to a really hard question or to a faith crisis or to the death of someone who is really dear to you or, you know, something that's really difficult to you in your life that is easy to just dwell on. And yeah, I just highly suggest that you don't hold yourself back from living your life. And there's an interesting TED Talk that talks about old people and or the elderly, and they are much more capable of experiencing both joy and like positive and negative emotions simultaneously. So both experiencing pain as well as grief, as well as joy, as well as pride, as well as gratitude, all in one moment, right? And that kind of, yeah, that tear that's both sadness and joy at the same time. So I'm learning that. I'm learning that, you know, to experience life is to have both pain and joy, and sometimes it's at the exact same time. And sometimes joy and pain, like in the, like I think I mentioned this in my very first episode of this podcast, joy and pain like can happen both, and like in the hardest times that we ever have, the most traumatic, the most difficult, the most hard times, like when I was going through my divorce the first time, like my first marriage, like it was so hard, but that didn't mean that like I didn't enjoy like a meal or that I didn't have like times where I was laughing at some random YouTube video or that like, you know, I didn't go for a walk and or go for a run and just like feel the endorphins and the beauty of and experience the beauty of the earth all around me. Like, it doesn't mean you have to shut out all joy just because you're going through something that's really difficult. And also in some of the most joyful and amazing experiences and times and chapters of my life, like for example right now, like I feel like my life is amazing right now. We just paid off all our debt. So interesting to like get into your new car and be like, this is mine, like please don't get in an accident. but yeah, like owning your car, like having a good job, like looking forward to really cool trips to come, like you know, making more friends and getting closer to Stacy and doing things that we've always wanted to do. So it's an amazing time of life. It doesn't mean that there's not difficult pieces to it as well, and times where you just like trip on something and it hurts, or you know, still confused about faith and stuff, and sometimes I still feel a little bit lonely, and but it's like, you know, that's just something that I'm learning. So that you can feel both. And so anyways, just wanted to share that. It's much longer than I was planning on, but some people say that I have the gift of gab. So hopefully that was helpful for you. And I just wanted to share that, you know, if you're going through grief or trauma or something very painful or difficult, don't keep yourself from experiencing the good as well. So that's all I wanted to share. And yeah, thanks for listening. This is Andy in real life.